welcome to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And in this segment, we have a very special guest for you. Wait till you check this out. Have you seen the film All Jacked Up? If you haven't, you got to check it out. And today we have the producer and co-writer of the film with us here in person, Doug Clemens.
Ah, good evening, Mike.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Doug.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this film is making waves in the industry. I mean, we first reviewed it a few months ago, and people just started talking about it. You've done a fantastic job with this film. Can you give the audience a brief background of what it's about and why is it so popular?
Absolutely. But thank you very much, Mike. You really helped kick this thing off back in January, and we really appreciate everything that Natural News and you have done for helping prime the pump for All Jacked Up. The film is an eye-opening experience for a teenager and their families about primarily the food system and the social system that's out there. It really opens up a kid's eyes to what to expect from food companies, what to expect from the school, what to expect from the government, what to expect from their family as food relates to them.
And what can they expect from those institutions right now?
In short, lies.
Yeah.
Lies and deceit. And that's kind of what the takeaway that the teenagers that are watching the movie, they're seeing that it's up to them to seek out the solutions. It's not up to the parents or the government or the system to give them that.
So does the film really detail which lies they're being told and how they should take responsibility for their own health?
It touches on a handful of them, and a handful of the processed foods, handful of the factory farmed foods. But it's not a science experiment of, you know, here is the chemistry of what makes aspartame or high fructose corn syrup bad. We just lay it out there that these things are nasty, and it's more of a brief history lesson of why it's nasty, not how it's nasty, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
And I want to add what I really like about your film. The format makes it accessible to teens and kids, and it's very informative to adults as well. But this is not a dry scientific documentary.
Not at all. And it's not really a documentary. There has to be a certain number of categories. There's documentaries and comedies and dramas. And technically speaking, this is a documentary, but it's a documentary that is entertaining and interesting to a teenager, which really there isn't one on the shelf like that.
Yeah, that's very difficult to achieve.
It's part Michael Moore documentary and it's part teen movie. That's what makes it interesting. We profiled four real teenagers and show their angst, their issues, their environment. And those four kids give us a reason to branch off and have conversations with you and dozens of other experts about what's in their lives that are affecting them. And then we go back into the kid's story so that, and the reason we have those four teenagers is so that a teenage audience can see and root for and care about somebody in the documentary, which really never done before.
Because these characters in the film, well, they're not characters. I mean,
they're
these
real,
are real
they're
people.
They're real kids.
Right, they're not acting.
And we didn't give them words, and we put them in environments, much like you would in a reality TV show. We controlled the environment that we knew their stuff would happen, but these were regular kids that we found. And none of these are really extreme kids. If you saw them on the street, you'd see they're everyday kids. It's not the morbidly obese kid or the kid with three legs. The problem kid.
Right.
Which is they'll do a documentary on that kind of a extreme issue.
Sure.
We looked at the norm, and we found what's in the norm of these kids is some extreme problems.
Well, yeah, the normal diet is all jacked up.
Exactly.
I mean, okay. Give the URL, please, where listeners can actually get a copy of the DVD right now.
You can get a copy of the DVD. You can see exclusive clips that we've done with the Health Ranger at alljackedupmovie.com/NT.
That's NT as in?
News Target before you change it to Natural News.
Yeah.
I suppose we can, we'll mirror it over to NN as well.
Okay, but it's www.alljackedupmovie.com/NT. NT.
Correct.
There you can see some footage, and I know you also had a special offer going for our listeners.
We have a special offer for your listeners at $5 off the normal price of $24.95, so you guys can get it for $19.95.
Now, what kind of feedback are you getting from families and parents who buy the film, they put it in the DVD player at home, and they watch it with their family. That changes lives. What kind of feedback are you getting?
It's fascinating for us because we made the movie for a teenager. It's really a teen's movie. It's not an adult's movie made to teach a teenager anything. But right now, it's their parents, their teachers, their community leaders that are buying the film because they know they've got kids that need to see this thing. So it's being delivered to them through adults. And when the kids watch the movie, they are curious enough to have a conversation with those adults. Uh-huh. I got a phone call the other day, Mike, from a father who had bought the movie. And he said to me, I've got this 18-year-old son. He's overweight. He doesn't listen to me about the nutrition. He doesn't want to hear me say about the fast food and the candy that he eats. I bought the movie. We watched it together. I didn't need to say a word. He got it. Yeah. Out of the movie, he got it. And we had a great conversation about what he can do about it afterwards. I could never have had that dialogue with him if it wasn't for the movie to speak to him at that non-judgmental level, which
exactly.
is what the, which is really the point of the movie. We never wag our finger at the teenager in the movie saying, stop eating all that crap. We really just show the crap, show how it got there,
and how it was mostly
the adults that are responsible got that crap in the system.
Yeah.
And the teenager says, wow, I don't want that anymore, and they'll seek out the better solution.
Well, this is the magic of the film, is that it becomes a third-party voice, right. not a voice that's denigrating the teens who are watching it, but one that is, in fact, empowering them.
Exactly.
And I've seen this, too, because I showed the film to some teenagers who were big-time meat eaters and processed food eaters. And, you know, they watched the film, and like you said, I didn't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, they came up to me, and they said, I'm never eating hot dogs again.
Nope.
Yeah. I said, well, hey, I wouldn't touch them either. I don't blame you.
That's the biggest net effect, is we spent a lot of time in the film looking at the factory farm meat industry. And
yeah.
you and some others that we talked to really help expose that, not at the morbidity of the food. It's really the personalizing the journey of that meat to get to that
yeah.
hot dog.
And
that's the takeaway. Because every kid's seen the PETA footage of the slaughtering. But this when they see the movie, they realize, wow, by buying that burger, I am endorsing that behavior.
Yeah.
And that's really, you don't look at burgers or hot dogs the same after seeing the movie.
What's really interesting, too, is your movie had such a pioneering vision in covering the slaughterhouse issue, because after the movie,
yeah.
after it came out, then the big scandal came and the secret video that was released
right.
by the Humane Society came out, and all of a sudden the whole country was talking about, oh my goodness, this is what goes on in the slaughterhouses? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All that stuff was already in all jacked up.
Right. And it's convenient that bad meat also got into the public school system, because
yeah.
if it didn't go to the school system, parents and families wouldn't care.
That's true.
And now that bad meat was getting to the schools, moms and dads are looking for, you know, is there a healthier solution besides this ugly meat coming out of dingy-looking sheds?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I want to be clear, too, to those listening, that you did not approach this movie project with an agenda, like an anti-meat agenda.
Not at all.
You just went out there and said, what's happening today? How is it impacting teens?
Right. It's not a pro-vegetarian, pro-vegan, pro-raw.
Right.
We don't really take a side. We just want to stimulate the dialogue at that teenager level where they now begin to seek out solutions. And, Mike, let me introduce something. This is more than a movie. This stimulates a social campaign that we're going to take going forward called I Deserve Better. We really want teenagers, families, even adults like you and me to realize that you do deserve better, and you can go out there and demand it.
I'll ask you more about that, Doug, when we come back after this break. We're doing an interview here with Doug Clemens, the producer and co-writer of All Jacked Up. You can find at alljackedupmovie.com/NT. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information from Doug Clemens. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, where you'll also find a transcription of this exclusive interview with Doug Clemens, the producer and the co-writer of a film that I consider a must-see DVD. You can check it out at www.alljackedupmovie.com/NT, as in News Target, which was our former name before we became Natural News. Doug.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Thanks for joining me again.
Oh, Mike, thanks for having me. This is fun.
Now, before we went to break, you mentioned you have a new grassroots program that's empowering teens.
Right.
Give us the brief on this, please.
Well, the short story is we didn't just set out to make a movie. If we were just wanting to make a movie, we would have made a movie and we would have been done with that. We really wanted to make a movement. We really wanted teenagers who are inheriting the system that guys like you and I came up in and created for them. We wanted them to inherit it better than we're leaving it. I mean, to give them the reasons to go out and make it better for themselves.
Yeah.
So we chose a movie to deliver that message because that's where a teenager gets so much of their information. Mm-hmm. They don't read the books. They don't watch news programs. They get their information from movies.
Yeah,
so we bundled that information into a movie so it was kind of subliminally getting to them as they're entertained for an hour and a half. That was why it's a movie.
Yeah, and that's why it's so successful with parents, too, because they recognize this dual mode. This format is getting the information into the teenagers' heads about nutrition and about making healthy choices without preaching to them.
Without preaching to them. And it does sit there as a movie, but then the movie creates the dialogue and the opportunity for the change.
So what's the name of the change?
Deserve better. A simple three-word mantra that a four-year-old can say and an 80-year-old can understand.
I deserve better.
I deserve better.
Do you have a domain name for this?
Ideservebetter.org.
Okay.
And what we really expect to see out of I Deserve Better as a campaign is really a place where mostly teenagers and adolescents, college kids, can share their experiences of what they see out there and what they're doing to make a difference. You know, what we really want is teenagers to politely approach their principals at school and say, I deserve better.
Yeah.
And to ask for something better. Ask for it at the restaurants. Ask for it at the fast food. Ask for it at school. Ask for it from mom and dad. You won't get it if you don't ask.
Yeah.
That's an obvious thing. But it's not always obvious to a teenager. Because the teenager's been bred to receive. And just when they're smart enough to figure out some things, which is the target of our audience, is that 14 to 22-year-old, is we want them to start making better choices. Realize that their wallet is their vote.
Did you see in the news a couple of weeks ago where some teenagers in a public school system all decided to pay for their lunch in pennies?
In pennies?
Yeah, as a protest.
And they got punished.
Yeah, and they ended up apologizing. Why are you apologizing, kids?
I want those kids. Kids,
yeah.
Come visit us. I'm Doug at fairyfilms.com. We want you on our board.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of kid that we should be honored.
Right. We should have a nationwide protest of school lunches, the garbage they're being fed by these school systems. What if all the kids one day paid in pennies, refused to eat that garbage?
Yeah.
You know, that would be a powerful message.
While they're saying, I deserve better.
Yes, I deserve better.
To the people.
Yes.
And guess what? If they ask for better, the system is smart enough, the system is self-motivated enough to give them better. Because they're the customer. And the kids don't realize that they are customers, paying customers who should get better. A teenager should be able to ask the food worker, why is this only $1.75 for this crap?
How did the meat get so cheap?
What do I get for $4?
You can't. We
couldn't get that answer. We interviewed and met with a lot of food workers, and they said, oh, you know, the government has to make the, we have to do this at $1.75. Like, if I paid you $5, what would you feed my kid?
Yeah.
They don't have an answer. We need answers. And the kid should be able to get that answer. He's the customer. He's not the prisoner.
All right. Since the release of this film, All Jacked Up, you've been in national press. You've been out talking. You've been interviewed. You've been on radio, everything. Give us an idea of the scope of the media attention that has now been brought to your film, All Jacked Up.
The media attention, Mike, has been fascinating because at first, we were this movie on the edges that was a little scary. that they didn't know what to do with, because we're not friendly to the advertising media.
No, you know, the food companies,
the food
don't
companies
like your
don't necessarily like our message, because we're not nice to everybody. We don't call anybody out by name, unlike Super Size Me that calls out McDonald's by name.
Right.
We just say everybody's suspicious. Everybody's not evil, but everybody's got a profit motive that isn't always in line with the health motive of the individual.
Yeah.
But now that the message is being delivered, and it's stimulating the conversations in the homes, and the teenagers are getting it, the media is coming around to saying, wow, there must be something here that isn't so threatening, that is actually a good thing. And maybe mothers, maybe families, and the teenagers do need to see this movie themselves. And mainstream media is embracing it. Maybe a year ago when we were in production of it, we were this scary movie on the edges that they were afraid of.
Well, for those listening, keep in mind that the mainstream media is funded by advertising, right? And advertising usually comes in the form of popular junk food companies, soda companies, pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the big three corporation groups that are running the media today.
Right.
And of course, the message is going to be consistent with what they want. And that doesn't include telling people the truth about what's in their food.
Right. And we had offers when we were looking for the money and in production of corporate sponsors, you know, all jacked up, sponsored by Kraft. And of course, the message would have been watered down to support whatever their selfish interests were.
Yeah.
So, of course, we turned away all of that kind of money because, we would have been beholden now to those bad guys. And
exactly.
We wouldn't be able to be as honest as we are in the film.
Yeah. All jacked up by Monsanto.
Yeah.
That actually makes sense.
It does make sense.
Genetically modified movie. All right. Well, so what's next for you? You've had a lot of success with the film so far.
We've had success so far. It's still really early. We're doing a kind of a multi-parallel path of release. Making a movie and putting it out there is a really slow process, and we didn't want to wait out the theatrical release and distribution deal, because that takes years sometimes to happen. And the message of the movie was too urgent, too critical, so we released it ourselves, and that's why it's on DVD, alljackedupmovie.com/NT. In parallel, we're also still taking it to theaters, to film festivals, and now, because of the press interest and the momentum that we've got through people like yourself, Mike, we do have Hollywood distribution, Hollywood theatrical interest coming to us about taking the movie to your local theaters.
Oh, that's
so
nice to
that
hear.
Would be lovely to have, and still that would be 6 months, 12 months out, but that's still on the horizon. So, you know, we're loving selling the DVD, we're taking the movie around town ourselves, and if you call us up and call up your theaters, we can get all jacked up in your theater.
All right, you are listening to an exclusive interview with Doug Clemens, the producer and co-writer of All Jacked Up, a film you've got to see if you want to know the truth about what's in your food and how your teenagers or kids might be impacted by it. You're listening to Health Ranger Radio. I'm your host, Mike Adams. And check out the transcription of this interview at www.naturalnews.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break with more information about this groundbreaking film, All Jacked Up. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And in this segment, we are continuing to talk about the blockbuster film, All Jacked Up. When I say blockbuster, I mean that in a grassroots sense. This isn't in a theater yet, but you can get this DVD right now and join all the others who are becoming empowered by watching this film. And I'm sitting now with Jennifer Maddox. And Jennifer is the director and the co-writer of the film. So, Jennifer, it's really nice to sit down with you.
So nice to sit with you, too, as well. Thank you.
Now, you are one of the visionaries behind this film. And I'd really like to ask you to speak from your heart here. Be very... very direct. Our audience can handle it, believe me.
Okay.
What inspired you to do this film, or why did you think it was necessary for society to see this?
Right. Well, when I was younger and I was a teenager myself, I really struggled a lot with food. I mean, there was a time when I was growing up and my grandparents used to take us out for dinner every night, and they would say, you could have anything you want as long as you eat all of it. So, of course, we were all like, yeah, let's do that. Let's eat anything we can. And, of course, being a member of the Clean Plate Club, you know, I ate a lot of food at that time, uh-huh. and I really got hooked on prime rib of all things.
Oh my.
And so I found myself 1 week, I had eaten like prime rib every single night for about 7 days straight.
Wow.
24 ounce cuts of it. So if you can imagine that, this little teenage girl eating that much meat, my family called me the prime rib queen because of it.
Wow. So if you had only seen your own film back then, huh?
Exactly.
It would have been different.
Exactly. And I had no conscious level, no consciousness awareness about, you know, the fact that I was an animal lover. I've always been. I was born an animal lover. And the fact that I was eating them, I never made that connection.
Yeah. And it's common.
Yes.
I mean, people don't. They're eating a piece of flesh on a plate or in a burger, and it came from an animal, but they don't make the connection that, oh, an animal had to die, usually in a very cruel way, for
exactly.
me to eat this piece of meat.
Exactly. And so, you know, I found myself, you know, sick a lot, too, when I was younger. I was getting flus, I was getting colds. I would say I would get a cold maybe every other month or every month. I mean, it was just coming down on me hard, and when I got into college, I was always sick, and I realized, I've got to take my health into my own hands, because these antibiotics are not helping me at all.
Sure.
I mean, I've taken every antibiotic under the sun. I can be my own pharmacy, and I was done. I literally had enough.
And at what age were you when this revelation came to you?
This was about 17, 18.
Wow. Well, that's a very young age.
Exactly.
To gain that kind of awareness, actually.
Right, right. And I started reading books, and I just, you know, I was just reading whatever I could get my hands on to get enough information to realize that what I was eating. In fact, I read Marilyn and Harvey Diamond's, I don't know if you know this book, Fit for Life.
Oh, yes.
From years ago.
Yeah.
And one of the things that it talked about was steak and baked potato do not combine well in your system, that you have a hard time breaking down that complex carb in that meat,
uh-huh.
and all it creates is gas. And I thought, here was something that I've learned from my parents. Eating steak and baked potato, our family's from the Midwest, and that's all we ate. And here, you know, here was the first big red flag, was that I was eating something that just isn't right, not fit for human consumption that way. So
was the movie then one of the ways that you were able to help others avoid the mistakes that you experienced? Was that part of your motivation?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But you know, before I got to the point where I got inspired to make the movie, I went through a lot more after that, because I was 18, and of course I went to college. I went on to get into, you know, the corporate industry, and found myself 13 years later, really, really missing something in my life. And I realized that, you know, what I was missing was helping others. I wanted to stop enriching the lives of the corporate stockholders, if you will, for these companies, and start making a difference for people's lives. And I thought, what better group of people to help than teenagers? Because if I had, you know, I look back at myself and I thought, you know, this is the future. This is the future of our world. And our planet is in dire need of saving. You know,
absolutely.
We need to save ourselves. We need to save the planet. We need to educate ourselves about the environment. And so much of that is what we eat. You know, and in the movie, The Inconvenient Truth, inconveniently, they've left out that, you know,
the whole issue of
a meat-based calorie takes a ton more energy than a plant-based calorie.
Oh, people are going to wonder: Are you a vegan? Are you a vegetarian? How do you describe your dietary habits?
Well, you know, I started out as vegetarian, and I would say I've been a vegetarian for about 4 years. But in the last couple of years, I've began to actually also cut out dairy.
Mm-hmm.
So I consider myself vegan and somewhat raw, too. I don't like to use the term raw, because I feel the term living foods is a lot more palatable
too,
for people.
Yeah.
People don't walk around saying, so what do you eat, raw meat?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right. So you know, I am 80% raw, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like to eat whole food sources that come from the ground, that are either plants or vegetables or fruits.
Yeah.
These are the things that nutrify our bodies. And
you know what, the terminology that I find really works and keeps people open-minded without a lot of preconceived notions when people ask me, Mike, are you vegan? Are you vegetarian? What are you? What are you? And I just say, I eat a plant-based diet.
Yes.
That's the answer. I mean, I don't subscribe to any limiting definition.
Right.
I'm going to eat what's right for me at that moment. And for me, that's largely a plant-based diet. I still eat some fish from time to time. I wish I didn't, for ethical reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But my biology keeps telling me that I need some kind of protein like that.
Right.
So I'm still trying to deal with that. But anyway, that's just something I'm sharing here with
right.
you.
Right. And well, so often, you know, we give each other these labels.
Yeah,
vegan,
exactly.
Vegetarian, raw. You know what? It's really just a choice. And it's a choice of, you know, for me to be a raw vegan now, I guess, if you want to say that, it wasn't overnight. To me, it's an evolutionary process. It's something that, you know, each day you make a choice. Every single minute of the day, what am I going to have for breakfast? What am I going to have for lunch? And those choices are what end up becoming who you are later.
Yes.
And if you can just really think about the fact that what you eat is really how you feel, and a lot of what we cover in this movie is the psychological aspects that these teens are feeling based on
that.
What they eat, we make a direct connection between these teenagers' emotions and what they're eating.
That's a really great point, because today so many children are being treated with psychiatric drugs because of their emotional state, their moods, or so-called, you know, behavioral disorders. The drug
right.
companies love to diagnose kids with that, or they love to have psychiatrists diagnose kids with that. But what you're showing in your movie is the correlation between the food choices and the emotional state and the behavioral effects.
Exactly. You know, and so many of these teenagers are experiencing angst. Sure, it's typical teenage angst, but there's a lot more issues and a lot more problems that they deal with today than to say when you and I grew up.
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, that's how it is. And we love to throw drugs at that. We love to throw drugs to fix that problem.
Now, out of the three main reasons that people typically don't eat meat, health reasons, ethical, and environmental, which of the three are most important to you, or how do you prioritize those three?
Well, you know, like I said, it was an evolutionary process, and at first it was very much health reasons, because I told you I was sick all the time, and I had to understand what was going on. And once I started studying and learning more about, you know, herbs and different nutritional supplements and things that I could help heal my body and just different ways of eating, I then studied more and began to learn more, and that knowledge was power, because once I had that, it was like, okay, well, now I know what's happening to these animals. I read the book Slaughterhouse by Gail Eisner.
I couldn't get through the book.
I was crying
sad.
The whole way through, and yet I knew it was something that I had to read. I had to read it because I know that I need to be one of those people who takes a stand for these animals, because who else is going to if we don't?
And we're going to go to a break, Jennifer. You are listening to an interview with Jennifer Maddox, the director and co-writer of All Jacked Up, a film that you can find at www.alljackedupmovie.com/NT. Now stay with us. We're going to be back after the break with more from Jennifer Maddox of All Jacked Up. You're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And we're continuing our exclusive interview with Jennifer Maddox, the director and co-writer of the film called All Jacked Up. And you can check out some clips from that film, some previews, some really intriguing interviews from that film at the website www.alljackedupmovie.com/NT, as in news target. So check it out. And Jennifer, now, what are the main benefits? I'm just going to ask you straight out here. If a parent gets this film, what can they expect to see happen in their household?
Oh, good question. Parents who get this film, we have found, have really instigated conversation with their children. And it's been a wonderful sort of, let's have dinner, let's watch the movie and have a movie club, because instantly they find that once they all watch it together, that the conversation is now being started, and then they're using, you know, language around what they're eating and their eating habits are and how it's affecting them.
Uh-huh.
And it's wonderful, because these parents are given a tool to allow them to have this conversation with their kids.
Do you also find that many parents, their eyes are opened just on their own? Even if their kids don't watch the film, the parents are able to change their understanding of the relationship between food and health and consumer empowerment and other issues.
Absolutely, because there's so much information in this, and it's not just for teens, it's for teens and their families, meaning all of us, we can all benefit from this, and there's so much information that they haven't maybe understood up to this point, and they can really take that and apply it to their home life, to the lives of their children. And in addition to that, I know we mentioned this earlier, but the I Deserve Better campaign, we also have a website where we're supporting people that watch this film. They go to the website, they find lots of different solutions that they can apply to their everyday life so that they can now take this and what they've learned, this what you've called cognitive diet therapy, uh-huh. and actually take it and put it to use in everyday life.
So let me be clear, the film doesn't really give detailed recipes, solutions,
no.
buy this product, don't buy that. That's not what the film is about. But when people want to find those details, they can get them at ideservebetter.org.
That's right, ideservebetter.org.
And while you're on the web, folks, be sure to go to youtube.com and search for All Jacked Up. You're going to find a lot of clips from this film on YouTube. You can watch those.
Wonderful clips that you're in,
oh, thank
by
you.
The way.
Yeah, I am in the film, and I had a lot of fun being part of it. But there are many great leaders, authors. There's a doctor in the film, or a psychiatrist in the film. So there are many great personalities in the film that you'll see in some of these clips.
Absolutely. So many great experts came forth and were able to bring their knowledge forward in this film. And so many adults really appreciate that because they're left wanting more of that, where the kids are left wanting more of the teen drama that they see because they can relate to one of these teens that they're seeing up on the screen. Each one of these teens has a different, unique situation related to the foods they eat.
Yes.
So each teen that watches this can find somebody that they can relate to, which is really nice.
Do you think that this model of what you're doing here, you've made a film, you're putting out a DVD direct to the audience, you're working with radio shows and online shows and getting a lot of grassroots support for it, is this a model for social change?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the more that we can get the word out, the more ground swelling that happens, which is absolutely taking effect because so many different radio stations and different just publicity opportunities are popping up everywhere just for social change.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see because so many people are willing to speak out about it. And that's what we need in this time, in this day, in this position in life that we're in, where we really, people need to start taking action. And the takeaway for teenagers in this film is to really empower these teens to let them know that they have the power to question authority, that they are the ones that are going to be leading this change and to stand up and demand it.
Do you find, Jennifer, that the public is actually very hungry for this kind of information? And isn't it interesting that the mainstream media is not delivering the information that people are hungry for? And thus, they're getting the information they want from documentaries, movies like this, All Jacked Up. Would you agree with that, that they're hungry for it?
Absolutely. I think they're just biting at the mouth for it. Adults are finding that there's really something missing. They're noticing. They're waking up to the fact that there is something wrong with society and what's going on with everything.
Yeah.
It's not just what we eat. It's the environment. It's everything that has to do with our society and where we're at. And as far as mainstream media is concerned, you know, you can see that the signs are there that it's crumbling that it's falling
yes.
apart. These are old paradigms that need to shift. And All of what we're doing and what a lot of others are doing now are creating the waves to make that shift happen.
Well,
and I do know that a lot of people are waking up to that and they're getting that.
And I think you're accomplishing that in part due to what I call the mass decentralization of information. Because the old models, to use your terminology, the old paradigms of the mainstream media were centralized information. One central authority, or even in many newspapers, one person decided what the news was going to be. And that was largely determined by their corporate interests or their advertiser interests. But now what you've done what I really appreciate about what you've done, by the way, is you've decentralized it. You put clips on YouTube. You're in the discussion groups. People are instant messaging about your movie all the time. You're selling direct to the customer. You haven't involved the middleman, so to speak, who can censor you.
Right.
You are part of the new media, the mass decentralization. That we're talking about freedom of information here. You're spearheading this in the food information business.
And no, there are no paid advertisers.
Yeah, exactly. So good for you. I mean, you're a real pioneer in doing this. You, Jennifer, and Doug, both of you, deserve a lot of credit for making
this
happen.
Thank you so much. And we commend you so much for all the work that you do as well.
Thanks. And we all appreciate to be complimented. But what I really find interesting is that both of us have the same kind of model, which is empower people.
Right.
Actually, here's our model, folks, if you're listening. Our model is first, empower and educate. And then second, try to figure out how to pay the bills.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because you know what? And this is a big lesson that Doug and I have both learned, is that when you do follow your heart, which is another message of this film, when you do follow your heart and you do what's right and you make decisions directly from your heart, knowing that these are the things that really need to be done in the world, that the money will just come.
Yeah, that's good advice.
There's nothing more important than following your passions and following what you love to do. And that's truly another, you know, bigger message of the film that we're trying to teach teens as well.
And so what else is interesting is not only does your film offer its own content, in the creation of the film and the model that you've used to distribute it, you're also setting an example of a new way to conduct business with ethics, with passion, with integrity, and helping others help themselves. I mean, imagine what kind of world we would have if every one of the Fortune 500 companies did business the way you're doing it.
I imagine that every day, Mike.
Good for you.
I imagine that every day, and I think that it's starting to come true and really happen and take a foothold, and that, you know, people like you and I and others are all making change, so hopefully others will get on board.
It's happening. The transformation is underway.
Mm-hmm. And it's exciting. It's so exciting to see, because there's just so many great opportunities that come out of it.
But that's the other part of the message, that your film is not a food doomsday message. It's really a message that offers people hope for transformation, for positive change, for personal empowerment.
Absolutely.
But to get there, you've got to know what's wrong with the system today.
Absolutely, yes.
I mean, you can't just blindly walk around and say, hey, everything's fine.
That's
it's not.
That's right. And people are, that's what I was saying, is that people are saying that things are not so right anymore.
But they can be better in the future if you educate yourself.
They can be better, and part of what the film does also is educate teens on what is going on with this system, this abusive food system that really cares nothing for their well-being, but merely they care for profit.
Well said. Jennifer Maddox, the director and co-writer of All Jacked Up, a film that I believe you really must see. You can check it out online at www.alljackedupmovie.com/NT. You've been listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out a full transcript of this show at www.naturalnews.com. And, you know, join us again tomorrow for another Health Ranger Radio Show, where we'll be sure to bring you outstanding information that empowers you with the knowledge you need to protect and enhance your health. Until then, take care.